Hey.
What the fuck?
Oh, it's so corny. So, we're going to talk about why we golf drunk. Do you golf drunk or buzzed?
I'm usually pretty fucking hammered by hole three.
Now, do you feel like if you really want to take golf serious, would you, like, not golf drunk? Or would you, like, how many beers do you feel like you should legitimately have?
Probably about one per hole.
One per hole? So, and you always golf 18?
Except for when I golf league, I only drank like two beers today.
So, yeah, so when you're golfing, like, what, competitively, we'll say, you'll do like two of them?
Yeah, I'll just drink two beers through nine holes.
No. Well, hey, guys, we're the Wise Guys Podcast. Today, we are talking about golf, and we have this list of the 10 unbelievable things that have required a doctor's prescription. We'll pop in on that. We're also going to talk about our golf game a little bit, where we're coming for the summertime. But first, let's go and roll that intro music. Yeah. So, yeah. No, when I golf, it's almost like I don't want it to turn me into more of an alcoholic than I already feel like we already are. Because it's like, don't you feel like you have to have a beer when you're out there? And like, sometimes I don't, and I'll even look at you and you're just grabbing a beer at 10 o'clock.
It depends on the time of day.
Well,
I mean,
I've looked at you and it's 10 o'clock in the morning and you're like, I'll take two Coors Lights. I'm like, oh my God. And then I feel like I have to, but then I don't. And then 2 hours later.
But was that before or after we already did a round?
I don't know.
Because you got to think, like, if we had a shit round, I want to drink, yeah.
No, I just think, just kind of like with me, too, when we start golfing, it's just about just having beers. Like, I just, like, it's like, oh, I'm at the golf course, so now I have to have a beer.
That's how it used to be, but lately, yeah. Like, we've been kind of, I've backed off. You kind of started drinking more.
Well, I've started drinking more, off. Yeah. It's
Cause,
weird.
Because, like, I just got sick of it, because I used to be drunk by hole seven, and I'd kind of give up.
And just not want to do it no more. And then now...
And now I golf and I drink two beers per nine holes. But if it's a bad, if it's a beautiful day and I'm just out there having fun, yeah, I'll drink every, right. I'll drink just as much as I want. But
and that's kind of what it was too. But then like I find myself golfing few holes and then I'll have like one or two beers after I'm like, cause like I'm sore as hell everywhere. Everything hurts.
Oh yeah.
And then so, cause like from golfing like every day. And if you guys can, you know, relate with that, you know, you go and you golf and you pull your back out or you do whatever. My chest is always hurting. My pecs are always hurting. Everything is just always hurting. And so I have a couple beers and it just, you know, goes away. And then I start to feel really good. And then, I don't know, it's just like it gets out of control sometimes.
Well, it'd help if you didn't do like 36 holes every day.
Yeah, sometimes it's like, damn, I feel like I just got to do it to keep going. But they say not to drink, like you know, our buddy Brian, who was on this show, he goes out there golfing. Dude, he never drinks. He has, like, a beer or two. That's it.
I've never even seen him have one.
Yeah. He's had a beer or two here and there. Like, that's it. And it's always, like, we did 18 at a golf course just this last week. And he had two beers, but he didn't have them till hole 15. Like, you know what I mean? I cracked mine open after, like, hole two or three.
Yeah, I probably could have drank a whole fucking case after hole seven tonight.
And then when you go on YouTube and you watch those things with so Golf Digest or something like that did a YouTube video about how many beers you can drink. I sent you the video. Did you watch that?
I think so. It was a while ago.
They did beer and they did weed. And so it's like they had the guys start off with, like, two beers, and then they got to like four beers, six beers. They shot all the way up to like 10. And after the first like one or two beers, they all golfed way better, you know? So like after having like have one beer, have a good strong one, you know what I mean? Have a good strong heavy beer and then golf, but don't overdo it because then you really start not giving a shit. That one beer just kind of just puts you at ease, you know?
Yeah, it helps a lot.
But yeah, I'm with you, though, because we don't get very many nice days out here. When you finally get a fucking nice day, it was just like, oh, I want to be out here just fucking going and going and going and going and going. What do you do when you get too drunk and you have like a full round left. So,
go home.
Right. Do you feel like you golf better when you have a beer?
A couple, but like when I'm drunk, I can tell I just stop giving a shit.
Right.
Because like when I'm sober, if I hit a shitty shot, I get pissed. When I'm drunk, if I hit a shitty shot, I'm like, fuck it, I'll take 10 on this one.
10, 10, 10. And it's funny, before too.
You're at like a 90.
How long have you been golfing?
Well, I golfed a little bit in middle school, and then I quit, and then my fiance's dad gave me a set, and you got a set, and we started golfing, like, what, last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So have you basically been golfing as long as me? Because what month did we start golfing last year? It was like, so where we live, it's cold, fucking wintertime, can't golf at all. So I think we started last August, right?
Yeah, no, probably June.
June? So June, July, August, September. We're done in September, right?
Yeah, November. I think we might have went like once in November. I'm not sure.
Right, so that's 4 months. So we started golfing May, June now. So 6 months total. And I think we came a long way, but I don't know, man. What's golf to you? Why is it addicting to you?
I just love doing it. I mean, it's I don't know.
I kind of feel like it's the one thing you can go do.
You can always push yourself to do better.
Yeah, and you can always, like, it's not frowned upon. Like, it's like, what are you guys going to go do? Go out to the bar? What are you guys going to go do? I don't know. We're just going to go hang out or... You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
When you say you're going to go golfing, it like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like when we tell our wives, we're going to go golfing, like they hate it, but
would you rather me be at the bar with a bunch of drunk idiots or golfing with my drunk idiot best friend?
it's like, yeah, exactly. And it's like, it's exercise.
Yeah. Well, it can be.
We're walking, you know what I mean? Which we don't ever, we always ride the car, but I don't care what anybody says. If you golf 18 holes even in a cart, it's exhausting.
Yeah, it works muscles. It makes you stretch.
You're in and out and in and out, up and down and up and down and up and down. And you still walk to most of the areas and shit like that. But, God, dude, we should go like a full month with no carts and see how that goes.
Yeah, I mean, I paid for the cart rental, so.
So, yeah, that's not happening. Maybe next year. You know, it's really bad
for the car rental.
When we did so they have that indoor golfing, which is pretty fun. You know, my clubs always stayed extremely clean, but man, I even got tired doing that. Like, I'd be sweating up in there.
Well, they'd crank the heat up. That place, they put like little shows on in the summer. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I like added their Snapchat thing, and they always like post. Like, they have bean bags out in the parking lot, or have
it's like a bar food truck. It's like the coolest bar, you know what I mean? Like, one of the coolest bars, because, let's be real, they have VR golf in it. You know what I mean?
Did you know that there's a guy that actually fits you for clubs in the back, too?
Yeah, there's a golf shop right there, just like how Ostad's does. Like, most golf shops have a fitter, and they'll fit you in there. And I was actually going to buy my clubs there that day, and I was going there, and it was $4.30. And I was going to spend a large amount of money on clubs.
Well, you can't even spend a large amount. The irons that they sell, I was told they're awesome, but like they're not a brand that sponsors anyone, so they're cheaper, but awesome irons, I guess.
Well, where I was going with that is that I was going to buy a set of clubs, but literally they were closed by like 4 o'clock.
Like, I wouldn't ever imagine that.
Yeah, and it sucked. And even Ostad's, another shop we go to, that one's closed at like 5:30, 6 o'clock. Who the hell's buying golf clubs? When can you? I feel like when you're a store like that, golf stores, do you only cater to these rich people that don't have jobs and all these people who are retired and stuff?
Basically.
You know? And I mean, like,
that's where they're going to get their money.
It's funny, though. My favorite times of the summer are definitely when you call in sick from work and you're over at my house by 7 in the morning and I'm still too lazy to get up, and you kind of want to go right away, but you're kind of happy that I'm sleeping. So you
just go pass on your couch.
So you go sleep for at least another hour or 2 hours, and then we both wake up and go out, get out there by like 9 o'clock. Those are like my favorite days. Those are fucking fun.
They don't happen very often, but
I mean, Rachel, when you're listening, they don't happen.
In case my boss ever listens to one of our podcasts, he would probably fire me anyways. But
oh shit, no shit, kidding. That's funny. But yeah, just doing that, and then you always park your car like way deep into my driveway.
Fuck one. I almost got to start parking on the other side of the block with a snitch across the street.
So you should probably, we should clean out the garage so you can just park it in the garage. Just
give me a garage door opener.
Oh my God. But yeah, no, I mean, that's, golf to me is like, it just became, and I watched something kind of like crazy when I heard what this dude said, really blew my mind. He was just like a recovering drug addict and he went out golfing all the time. And since he goes golfing, he's like, you know, is golf addicting? Do you like it? He's like, oh yeah, people don't realize it, but golf is the most addicting sport out there, and especially when someone has an addictive personality. Think about that.
Oh yeah, I understand.
Me too. I have the worst. I have the most addictive personality.
I play football, and I love playing football, but sometimes I've even thought about just going and playing golf.
Right, exactly. And yep, because it's not strenuous. You're only responsible for you, just yourself.
Yeah, and as an adult, like, you got more to worry about. Like, yep. Playing football now, if I get hurt, I'm fucked.
Oh, for sure.
But
you know,
golf, I pulled my back once because I twisted my back wrong. I was good in like 2 days.
Exactly. And then if you want to be real lazadaisical about it, like today we went to the driving range just to go out there for 30 minutes. You know what I mean? And my back is so like, I'm just sore as hell. Like literally we did like 50 holes that day, 2 days ago. And I can still go up there and swing a club and still hit it 200 yards. You know, when you really get a good, nice little hit with your hybrid, and it feels so good still. And it's like, God, you can just play this game until you fall apart. Like, you know what I mean? And you see these old men out there that are in their deep 70s, 80s. Well,
there's a guy, my partner subbed in the early league today.
Yeah.
There was an 80-year-old man that scored like a 38.
Yeah, think about that. Like, that's what,
almost parring every hole.
That is so dope. That makes me like excited to become old, because it's like, yeah, it doesn't matter if you get old and you things aren't moving the way they used to, you could fucking become a badass golfer still.
Because if you think about it, it doesn't take much for that ball to
launch. And you're supposed to not swing it hard. You're supposed to not put force into it. You're supposed to go slow and just be accurate and swing, you know, with a little bit of speed.
Yeah, just think, like, with our hybrids, a quarter swing puts it almost 100 and some yards.
And we're hitting it so messed up. Every one of us out there who golfs knows, you get a hold of it, like little quarter swing with your hybrid or with your driver, you hit it good once and it goes 250, and that's with us sucking. You know what I mean? Like, I really, really, really feel like if you haven't watched Eric Anders, I really, really, like, every morning I watch like 3 of his vlogs, but he does all the stuff, his shows are around golf. And I think he was a recovering drug addict, and he didn't start golfing until he was like 31 or 32 years old. The same age I started golfing. It blew my mind. And this dude's fucking amazing. He's a 2 handicap or whatever. And he, his swing is just money. And it's, and like, his storytelling is really amazing. But I'll actually leave a link in the description for some of his stuff. And he has a podcast about golf and all that stuff like that. But it just goes to show, like, he showed his swing from 2011. And then you see his swing like to today. And it's just completely like, it's the same sort of motion, but it's at the same time completely different, like 100% different. And it just, like, it just makes me excited to see that even at an older, like, and we're not old, but at an older age, you could pick up a sport and just get good at it and do it every day and be competitive, and we could play in tournaments and they actually matter. You know what I mean? Like, it's a thing where we can take off with it. What is golf to you? Like, what do you love about it?
I love everything about it. I mean, what's not to love about it? It's fun. It's.
What about when you hit a shitty shot and it sucks and, like, you have the worst day ever?
I don't know.
Would you take your best day at work or your worst day on the golf course? What day would you rather have?
The worst day on the golf course.
Why?
It's just, when I'm at the golf course, I feel more relaxed.
Yeah. And it's just beautiful and green everywhere. And it's just like, happy. Yeah, when you go to a golf course too, like, you, when it's nice outside, right? You want to be outside. You're always looking out the window and doing that. And everybody's like, oh, it's nice out. You got to be outside. But at the same time, before I found golf, I didn't know what to do outside, really. Like, okay, I can barbecue.
Yeah, I know. When I first met you, you were, it was
outdoor barbecues.
All we did is drink.
Yeah, outdoor barbecues all the time.
I remember, like, one of the first words you said to me when we hung out was, you realize this is Crown Apple water. You don't need to chug it.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, just sipping on it. Yeah, you're pretty wasted. But that was the thing. Like, literally, I would just have barbecues all the time and probably annoy the shit out of my friends because I just, you know, invite them all the time. And I'm sure they're sick of barbecuing. But, like, I have to be outside. Like, when it's nice out or, you know, something like that, I have to be outside. I get really depressed, like, during the wintertime. When you're forced to be inside, like, I go through depression. And, like, so now when it's nice outside, I have to be outside. And so it's, like, I'm so glad that I found golf, but I really feel like it found me, too, because it really, like, if I'm having a bad day or depressed or something like that, a good shot can clear all that up. If I'm fighting with my girl or something on the phone, and I get off the phone and I chip, like, onto the green or do whatever, like, it's fucking out of my mind already. Like, I don't dwell on shit all day, you know? And, like, I just never want to just stop. I can just keep going. And, like, I found, it's like finding new love. You know what I mean? And, like, I felt that way about sports in high school. But it was, you know, a different type. It was just, like, more of a, you play football and stuff to get girls and to release anger and shit like that. And to play a fun sport and score touchdowns and shit. And you do that for a lot of, like, selfish reasons. Golf is purely unselfish, you know?
I remember back when I was in middle school and my grandpa got me my first golf membership. I don't think there wasn't a second. The second I woke up, I was asking my grandpa for a ride to the golf course.
Right.
It was my goal to be out there every day, try to get good. I mean, I never was, like, great, but, I mean, me and my middle school buddy, we'd always be out there golfing. It was awesome.
And that's crazy, too, to think about because you hear about that with, like, people who become really good at something, like skateboarders. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, when I was a kid and now they're, like, pro skaters, you know? They're like, I suck so bad. And I'd go to the skate park and the kids would spit on me and make fun of me. And, you know, I'd go out there and then I'd have to wait till they left. And then I skated it in the dark because they're just so in love with skating, even though they sucked at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they just kept going every day. And they're like, I skated every day. Me and my friends skated every day, every day, every day, every day. And I feel like I found something at 30 that I could relate with what a kid does.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I wish I would have stuck with golf when I was younger. I'd be way better than I am now.
And it's like, that's how I feel. It's like, holy crap. But that's why I brought up, like, Eric Anders. Dude, he started golfing at 32, you know? And there's some golfers that started, you know, that are fucking amazing golfers that have only golfed for 4 or 5 years. So in 4 or 5 years, I mean, if we keep hitting it as hard as we're hitting it now and we, like, maybe take a lesson and really work on it and really, like, get out there to the driving range and shit, I feel like it might be something that we could get better for because I don't have any quit in me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't see myself ever quitting. I mean, my fiance gets mad at me because I'm always out there golfing, but I don't know. I mean, I try to take her more often, but she's always working, so.
Right. That went 20 minutes. That was a lot longer than I thought. So, I guess on the next episode, we're going to talk about 10 unbelievable things that have required a doctor's prescription. Some of them are pretty insane. A lot of things you can just buy over the counter now, but it's kind of funny to think about back in the day how everything was basically prescribed by a doctor or you had to talk to a doctor about it. So, yeah, golf, we love you. We miss you when we're not with you. We try to respect you when we're out there.
As much as possible.
I've been teaching my nephew to respect the course. You know, like when you're out there, you need to rake up after yourself. You need to fix the divots. You need to not walk in front of people when they golf. You need to know to be quiet when people golf. Just, you know, just etiquette and stuff that, you know, he's so excited to golf. You know, I gave him my old set and he's just like how you were, like every morning and every day. Like he's pushing me to go more and I go a lot, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anything to add?
No.
All right. Well, guys, that was a good one. We'll talk to you next time. Peace.